WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Calm Within. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little bit of stoic wisdom and a whole lot of real talk. Now, I know what you're thinking, stoicism. Isn't that all about being super serious and emotionless? Nope. It's so much more than that. It's about finding inner peace amidst the chaos, developing resilience, and cultivating a sense of gratitude for what we have. And speaking of gratitude, today we're diving deep into its incredible power to boost our mental well-being. Seriously, folks, gratitude isn't just a feel-good buzzword, it's a game-changer. Ever felt like you were stuck in a rut, constantly stressed and overwhelmed? Well, guess what? Cultivating a grateful mindset can be your secret weapon against those negative vibes. So how does this work exactly? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that will totally rock your world. Number 1. Gratitude shifts your focus. You know that feeling when you're spiraling down the rabbit hole of worry and anxiety? It's like your mind gets stuck on all the things that are going wrong, amplifying every little stressor. But when you consciously choose to focus on the good stuff, even the small things, it rewires your brain to see the brighter side. Think about it. Did that delicious cup of coffee this morning make your day a little better? Did a friend text you a kind message? These seemingly insignificant moments add up, creating a ripple effect of positivity. Number 2. Gratitude strengthens your resilience. Life throws curveballs, right? But when you practice gratitude, you develop a deeper sense of appreciation for what you have, making it easier to bounce back from setbacks. It's like having an internal superpower that helps you weather the storms with grace and strength. Remember, even during tough times, there are always things to be grateful for: lessons learned, opportunities for growth, and the unwavering support of loved ones. Number 3. Gratitude boosts your happiness levels. This one's a no-brainer. Feeling grateful literally makes you happier. When you acknowledge and appreciate the good in your life, it triggers the release of feel-good hormones like dopamine and serotonin. Think of it as a natural mood booster that doesn't require any fancy pills or potions. Number 4. Gratitude improves your relationships. Ever notice how being grateful towards someone can make them feel truly special? Well, it works both ways. When you express gratitude to others, it strengthens your bonds, fosters deeper connections, and creates a more positive and supportive environment. So go ahead, tell those people in your life how much they mean to you. Their happiness will be contagious. And finally, number 5. Gratitude encourages self-compassion. This is huge, folks. In today's world, it's easy to get caught up in the comparison game and beat ourselves up when we fall short. But gratitude teaches us to be kind and understanding towards ourselves, recognizing that we are all doing our best. Remember, you're human, it's okay to make mistakes, to have off days, and to need a little extra love and support sometimes. Now, let me tell you a story about this. Imagine you're in traffic on your way home from work, feeling completely frazzled after a long day. The car in front of you is going 10 miles under the speed limit, and you just want to scream. But then, you remember what we talked about today, gratitude. So, instead of getting caught up in the frustration, you take a deep breath and focus on something good. Maybe it's the fact that you have a comfy couch waiting for you at home, or that you get to spend time with your loved ones tonight. Suddenly, the traffic jam doesn't seem so bad anymore. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways about the power of gratitude for better mental health. Remember, folks, cultivating a grateful mindset isn't a one-time thing. It's an ongoing practice that takes conscious effort and consistency. Start small, celebrate your wins, and don't be afraid to ask for help along the way. This is just the beginning, my friends. There's so much more to explore in the world of Stoic practices, and I can't wait to share it all with you on this journey towards inner stability and well-being. So, take a moment right now to reflect on something you're grateful for, big or small. Hold on to that feeling. Let it warm your heart and carry it with you throughout the day. and don't forget to subscribe to The Calm Within so you never miss an episode. Until next time, stay calm, stay curious, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.